This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for October 20th, 2021. Let's make sure everybody's mic is on.
We got to make sure Studio C is
running. Oh, we got to make sure that Studio C is running. We wouldn't want to lose a minute of this.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear her lie about a bunch of nonsense.
Her.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. The hostility.
No hostility at all. It's just a delight to have something.
Bryn, you smell that? I think you have shit on your shoes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Must have gotten near Sarah.
What does that mean?
That you have shit all over you.
I got shit on you.
I stepped on you.
I'm the one who got the shit on you. So, hi. It's the Secret Show. And I just want to say that I was reading through a few of the bad advices that we will get to. I'm sure we're going to get to some of these. There's some good ones. We have a couple responses from people who've had similar experiences or were on the other end of an experience. Like, remember the girl whose friend, her friend ghosted her? I got a girl who needs to ghost a friend. And then the COVID wedding thing. Like, I got a girl who was like, I'm not going to the COVID wedding. So I got a couple of...
Well, right. That's what I said when we did that story. I think the girl was looking for backup, and I was like...
No, not backing you up.
I don't want to back you up. You pushed ahead with a wedding during COVID.
Yeah.
And you're surprised that you have some people around you who don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be.
You should not be surprised. But it's my wedding!
And look, I love that you listened to us, and I love that you got your wedding, but you shouldn't be...
Don't be mad at anyone.
...ending long-term relationships you've had over something where you put people in a situation.
Where they had to make a choice. And you didn't like the one they made.
And what I think... Well, let's not...
Well, we'll go there. We'll go there eventually. All right. I want to start with, and I made notes this morning. Bryn said yesterday he was talking to Nikki on the phone, just randomly.
Yeah, and we talk all the time.
Sure, randomly. All the time. Tell the story.
Oh, we were talking.
It's not really a story.
I can't remember
it's
what.
It's kind of a story.
We call each other about, like,
Coco.
It's often like, you know, hey, did you do that one thing that we forgot to do?
We always have like a daily
a check-in.
Call.
Just a check-in, yeah,
like,
about business and stuff like that. And she just mentioned... Oh man, I can't see the lines on the freeway. You know,
on
the
my
lanes.
Way to get some beefcake.
Yeah,
that's my assumption.
That was my assumption too.
Because my first thought was, she lives in Benicia. Why is she heading south on the 101? That's weird.
I had to do some shopping.
Really? Where?
Ceremony? Is
really? There's no malls near you.
Ceremony?
On the way.
That's off of 280.
Yeah, that's.
Fuck.
All right, so. What did you do with beefcake yesterday?
Nothing. We just had Chipotle.
You drove from here all the way down to Cupertino
to have Chipotle.
What time did you meet up?
Like 11 or 11:30.
Is that new slang?
I know.
We had Chipotle. I ate
his burrito. Right. He had a taco. I had a burrito.
I had a salad actually because I'm trying to be healthy.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Well, you got a big wedding coming up.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Photos.
Yeah, trust me. You know, I'm a burrito girl. Then I was like, salad. Mm.
So how did this come up? He was just like, hey, girl, hey, I'm missing you. And you were like, oh, hey, you up? What are you wearing?
You up? Yeah, yeah, that's how we text. no, I've been busy. So I was like, this is the one time I can squeeze.
You had an afternoon. Did you spend the whole afternoon
squeeze
together?
Squeeze it in, huh?
I didn't
how'd
mean
that go?
It like that.
Yeah, squeeze
I meant,
that
like,
fucker in.
A lunch.
So you just met for lunch and then you turned around and went home.
Yeah. Squeeze the beef. Essentially, that's what happened.
How long were you together? Tell the truth.
For once.
Not that long because I didn't want to. He had to work and then I didn't want to get stuck in traffic. So really not that long.
So what, like 3 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, about that.
Oh, that is, I
two
was
hours,
kidding. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Which is it? Which one is it?
Like two.
What
three?
Time did you meet?
Like 11:30.
What time did you get home?
Well, I left around 2:30.
So that's 3 hours. The 3 hours. He's able to take a 3 hour lunch at his
did
job.
Did you go
huh?
to his house?
Yeah, we watched Only Murders in the Building.
So you went to his house?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the first time you've been to his house?
Yeah.
Give us
that's
the review.
That's the first time you've been to his house.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it?
Tell us everything.
It was fine.
Why does she have
it?
That shit-eaten grin on her face when she says, yeah, it's the first time? That's not the first time.
No, we just watched it, and then he had to go back to work, and then I left because...
Man. Traffic. This is either really boring.
Do you mean watched
lying.
It like it was on in the background?
No, we actually watched it because we were really into
listen,
the show.
Listen, that's a 26-minute show. So yeah. That's that.
Oh, crunch.
Wait, no,
so that,
no.
Now, so
no,
lunch is a half hour.
No, this was the last
okay,
episode.
It's a 35-minute show. So we've accounted for 1 hour of the 3 hours they were together.
Okay.
Go on. Fill the other 2 hours in for us.
And then we just talked. That was it.
Mm.
That was really
did
it.
You see his bedroom?
No.
You didn't even get a tour of his place?
Well,
how big
small.
Is it? Is
it's
it a palace?
Small.
Right.
How
it's
did
small,
you not
so
see
you
the bedroom?
Be able to see it from one, standing in one spot.
Did he clean it for you, do you think?
Yeah. Well, he's a clean guy. So
does he have a roommate?
No.
Oh, he's got just a one-bedroom place somewhere in Cupertino? Yeah. And so he lives alone. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's well-employed. That's good. Mm-hmm. He's a catch. Not just because he's got money. So he's got his own place, and it's nice and neat, mm-hmm. but you don't even glance in at... Did you use the bathroom?
No.
Why?
Well,
you were
I don't
there for 3 hours.
I don't actually use the bathroom a lot.
You're telling me you left here, drove south for an hour.
Well, I went to the bathroom here first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
okay, so that's 11 a.m.
Yeah, but I
you
really
drank
don't go to the
and
bathroom.
Ate.
Yeah, you ate and drank, and then you went to his house and probably had at least a glass of water. I don't know what the hell you're doing over
no,
there.
No, I didn't. I only had a soda during lunch.
And you never had to pee again. You and
no,
then,
but that's just me. Even all
you
my
hold
days.
On the bathroom, refreshing your poontang.
Yeah, you didn't go, you know, take a soapy towel and wipe that shit down. So listen, then.
Oh my God, Sarah.
Well, I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what the situation is down there.
Why is it so fucking cold in here, Bryn?
Cold. I would think the heat would be on. So you're telling me you went to you eat lunch and then you drive in separate cars. You follow him back to his place. And then how's the apartment complex?
It's nice.
Is it a full-on complex or is it like
yeah.
a flat in someone's house?
No, it's a complex.
Does it have a pool?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he really did not. He just wanted to get you
did
in the house.
Did not give you a tour.
Yeah.
I think it does. I think it does.
Did your top come
there's
off
homeless, there's
at
homeless
any
people
time?
Across the street. So that's fun.
Homeless people who use the pool?
No.
What do they have
people.
To do with anything?
I don't know. I just thought.
And by the way, they're unhoused. You
oh,
know,
sorry.
Try to be
you
sensitive.
Mean like an encampment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's no, not one but... of the amenities is the pool at his complex?
Okay. I'm sure if you asked him, he'd be like, yeah, I pay $2,000 to $3,000 and that's out my front door. It's yeah. awesome. Mm-hmm. Only in California.
Is it one of those big gated communities?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they do use the pool.
Well, actually, well, I don't know where the pool is.
I'm sure so. The pool is gated.
Yeah, most likely. I think they have to be for apartment complexes.
Well yeah, because
yeah,
the homeless
kids.
Can't bathe in the
oh.
pool.
I was thinking kids, but you're right. Sure.
I was thinking kids. I didn't think about homeless people
so you're,
bathing
you're
in the
telling
pool.
Me you get back to the house and mm-hmm. you just immediately sit down and turn the TV in. Oh, it's just turn on the TV.
Yeah.
Does he make you a snack or anything? Like,
no, because
any...
we just had lunch.
Yeah, she didn't answer the question, which you already asked. Ask it again.
Which was it?
Did you take your top off?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There was none of that.
What?
You guys didn't make out.
No, there was none of that.
Did
you make out?
Did you get horizontal at any point?
No.
He didn't lay on top of you?
No.
Has he ever laid on top of you?
No.
This was your opportunity to get laid on top of, and you didn't take it?
No.
Do you think that you're ruining this by not being a little bit more forward? Like,
good
he's
question.
Clearly being a gentleman and
good
you're
question,
ruining
Sarah.
Everything.
Probably.
Thank you. Thanks.
Do you like him?
I do, yeah.
Do you like him enough?
Yes, yeah, I do.
But you don't like him that much that you want it and you're trying to get him to be yours. You like him, eh.
Yeah,
that's meh. What
it seems you're like friends, that's it.
Oh yeah. My God, no.
You enjoy his company, but you're just friendly.
No.
Well, that's what it seems like.
Okay.
That's, yeah. I told you guys, I was hanging with this girl. We had what I honestly thought was one of the best all-time dates right over here on the bay at one of these restaurants. Conversation was great. The view was unbelievable. We had, this was like our third date. I thought for sure, I cleaned and was ready for it. We get back to her house and we're making out in the car and I'm like, at some point she's going to invite me in, right? And she doesn't. And I swear to you, I drove away and went, she likes me enough to kiss me, but not enough to bone me. I'm out of here.
Oh.
Like, what are you supposed to do? You know. Okay.
You,
and I and then
you gotta
later,
give a
Sarah's
girl a,
like, she was on her period.
She probably
what,
had her
crazy?
Period. Yeah. And yeah. It turned out she did because she actually wrote in and goes, yeah, he's the one that got away. And he's all
oh.
Like.
I don't know that that's what happened.
It happened. That's how
that's
it happened.
That's cute.
She was crying.
It's
and
not
everything.
Cute. What's yeah. Cute about that?
That's you're totally the
cute.
One that got away.
Well, that's not. All right. Well, anyway, I don't think that's what happened. But the bottom line is, I fear if you really like him, you're sending him the wrong message.
Yeah, this is just pro tip for next time.
Okay. Yeah. Give me
you
all
go
the tips,
to the house
please.
And you're all like, yeah, that was good Chipotle. All right. Let's watch a show. Let's watch Only Murders in the Building. And then you're like, I got to use your bathroom. And then you come out of the bathroom naked.
Oh.
And
whoa, that's what
Sarah.
Happens. Well, what?
That's extreme.
I mean,
why? They've been dating for months. They're adults. She's almost 30 years old. She can't bone this guy?
Well, she no, can she if she can. Wants to, yeah.
And well, that's what I'm saying.
Do
I don't
you
think
she
wants
doesn't want to.
To.
That's what it is.
That's what I'm telling okay. You.
And maybe he doesn't want to bone her either because he's not putting any moves on
well,
her.
Well, look.
Like there's zero
oh,
pressure.
God.
For
he's
the
such
record,
a gentleman.
This is, look, yes, I actually think because I
days,
suffered
right.
From the same problem.
Yeah.
You got to be fucking careful what kind of moves you make on somebody
oh,
because
absolutely.
Honestly, if you don't have someone there to verify how you behave,
mm-hmm.
You're putting yourself and your own career on the line if someone comes. And I'm not saying this happens all the time, but you hear about it enough
yep.
That people don't like the way someone made a move or that.
Yeah, the Aziz Ansari situation.
Boom.
Yeah.
They were just mm-hmm. On a date. He made a move on her and she got up and left. And then she was trying to cancel him.
Right. And so I do believe you've got to be even more careful than I used to have to be.
So in other words, Nicole, you gotta go in the bathroom, take off your if you want
well,
to bone him.
If you want to.
Okay.
Look, if
no
you just
want to
make out, look, if you don't want to bone him, just go in and just take off your shirt.
Oh, Jesus.
You can even leave the bra. And then at least
green,
it's like
that's a green light for boning.
It is
I
kind of
your
a green
top
light.
Off
but
is like
she could
get in
say
here.
If you went to go to take the pants off, she could say, I do not consent to that. But I have made my upper deck available for your enjoyment.
Upper deck.
My upper deck.
Yeah, that's what
the
I call
lower,
it.
The lower, the below decks is still, you have not attained below deck status, but upper deck status has been attained. Please. Did he pay for lunch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You should have taken your shirt off.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. But is she dating him or not? The
well,
fuck is going on
here? Here's the
here?
Thing. Do you actually even, I mean, maybe she wanted to go over there and just watch a movie and leave. Is that what you want out of this relationship? If that's what you want?
Yeah, what
maybe...
do you want out of this relationship? Can we talk? We need to have a talk.
Yeah, no, I'm having a great time. So.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
3 hours.
She's going at her pace, and that's what it is. Everybody's
fucking
different.
Pace
I'm like
sucks.
A sloth.
It's ridiculous.
Like
you're like
I mean,
a sloth
from Zootopia.
Vinny's probably right that he's going to
think
that
she's still reaching for his dick the next day. I'm getting there. It's
fair
getting there.
Moving.
It's going.
It will. I definitely have felt like if as grown-ups, if there's not a certain pace that's kept up. Like you're headed towards something more, then you start to go, I'm getting friend zoned. I'm getting
yeah,
friend zoned.
I'm getting friend zoned.
I'm
not
gonna...
buying this girl any more dinners. Because...
Well, it's not that. It's just like, all right, well, I guess we're just going to be buddies.
I'm still reaching. I'm not there yet, though. I'm reaching and reaching. What the fuck is going on with you two? I just don't think you like him.
I do.
I think you need to be honest with yourself. If it hasn't gone any, you didn't. You were alone in his apartment for 2 hours, and you didn't get horizontal. You didn't even make out with him.
That's okay.
You're not that into him.
That's
You're not okay. that into him.
Oh, okay. It's not it, but that's okay.
What is it?
What is it then?
Nothing. It's just going slow. That's all.
I like it.
All right.
Well, yeah, you know, if that's her pace.
You,
that's
you know
if that's her
she's
and his
fucking
pace.
Fucking lying to
everybody's,
us.
Everybody
she's
goes
not.
At their own pace. I don't think she's lying. Everybody goes at their own pace. We can't. I don't. Yeah.
I look. This is what I think. I think she's going at her own pace, and she's allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
I think most guys will respect that for only so fucking long before
right.
they say, I like you.
I really want, like you.
I really like you. But I'm not going to beg you to do stuff with me when it's clearly not something you appear to be into.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, that'll be either a learning experience or it'll be a situation where you go, the right guy will understand and be cool with the pace I want to proceed at.
Maybe you need to date an older guy. Like, Bryn has said that his libido's way down now. He's not horny like he used to be. So maybe you need, like, a 37-year-old guy.
Oh, shit. Is that true, Bryn? Your cock doesn't work anymore?
You know how that came up was we were on break, and sometimes I go in there and
this,
talk to Sarah.
This is a segue.
Yeah, this is a segue, right?
I was like, what secret does Bryn have?
So Sarah started off with, man, I hate fucking guys.
No,
I can't stand having sex with dudes anymore.
We were talking
That's
about
how it started. I'm
how
like,
did it start? What were we talking
today?
About though?
This
yeah.
was this morning because oh, we were talking Jesus. About.
I guess, no, but something came up and I was trying to be funny.
Right
like,
off the bat, this
I'm like,
morning,
I wouldn't fuck him anyway because I hate fucking guys.
And, oh but yeah, we were talking about
what
somebody.
Who were we talking about?
I don't
though?
Remember, but and it was somebody. Goes, I was like, that guy's attractive enough. Yeah, I'm sure he's fuckable. And she was like, I hate fucking guys. And I'm like, oh God.
Shh.
Yeah, don't try and turn
Sarah.
This around on me.
Well,
Mr.
I just did.
My dick doesn't work anymore.
So
I guess I'd fuck you if you could get it up.
And I forget why I even weighed in. Now she's like exaggerating.
No, this was not, by the way, first thing in the morning. This was maybe.
No, the first thing in the morning you were talking about how you hate having sex with John. That's how.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah. I do.
Oh,
30,
John,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I don't hate it, hon. I put up with it. It's fine.
Exactly.
I can totally tolerate
it. Yeah, I tolerate
it. It's
exactly.
great. You're really good at it.
So that's how we got onto, I don't know.
That
we started talking about
so
sex.
But then
so
something
bad.
Came up because it was about. Whether or not you... Oh, I know what it was. It was about...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I made a joke about how you used to have sex every day.
Something like
with
that.
With Anita.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it doesn't matter because I don't really want it.
I didn't say it like that. I'm like, I'm not nearly as horny as I was 10 years ago.
But then I look over and he immediately starts walking about. Well, like, I'm horny. I mean, I want to do
no,
it. I mean, if
no,
she was
she,
to say that, I wanted to do it.
She looks at me as if, like, I just got limp dick and I can't have sex anymore. Because, yeah, back when I first started here, I was having sex every day. And probably sometimes more than once a day, right? And I could do that. Now it's like, if anything, two times is hard. And the kid's always in the way. So oftentimes I get home and I'm tired from work and then the kid and all that. So there's just not enough time. And sometimes I'm like, I kind of want to do it, but you know what? I'm exhausted. I'm just going to go to sleep. And that was never me because I would power fucking through even if it was midnight.
Power
and I'm,
fucking.
And I'm
power fucking.
Yeah, I would, even if it
so
was one
so
in the morning.
Would you
I would,
say you're like in low power mode? Like
no, I can not have
power,
sex.
He's powered down, entering
yeah,
the power
I'm
mode.
I'm in low power mode, man.
Wow.
So you're powered down.
No, I just don't have to have sex as frequently. That's all, is what I'm saying. And by that, what I mean is, we still have a healthy...
Like when? When do you have it? I mean, doesn't the kid sleep in the room with
almost
you?
Always at night. Mm-hmm. And yes, I
so
know
it still
what you're...
is every day.
I know what she's insinuating. yes, I have done it with a kid in the room.
Not just in the room.
Not like that, dude.
Not just in the room.
What are you saying?
I don't think it's like that.
It is like that. No. You told me, and I was trying to be quiet so that he'd keep talking.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, my God, Sarah.
It's usually a quickie, if anything. It's not like we're having passionate sex and it's like a whole session.
Yeah, but the baby's in bed with you.
He's not like, oh, he's not next to my
kid. He goes, we have a huge bed. It's like a king. Well, it's a queen.
A queen?
Hey, look.
Hey, those beds can be spacious because I have a Cal King and I can fit three of my nieces in there.
What I'm saying is it's not preferable. You're acting like it's a fucking, like some sort of, I don't know, fetish
Cameron,
I have or something.
Get in here. Mommy,
Daddy,
I'm going to do
sex.
It.
You guys are
we want you to learn.
I love how
it's
you blow
learning.
Everything
you know,
out
you
of
know,
proportion. This
I
is
think
ridiculous.
We might something might happen to this recording later. I'm not sure. Brent and I have that power.
Hey. You better not. Vinny, tell them.
What am I going to tell them? Nobody leaves the building faster than me. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
Tell them.
Tell them, Vinny.
Tell them. They can't destroy this recording.
God.
It's a solid record. I couldn't wait to share it with you. Yeah.
So the two nuggets are these. A, that Coco is actually meeting Beefcake more than she says.
But is
but
not doing
it. Somehow
him.
Still not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And Brynn is just not doing it, except when Cameron's in the bed with him.
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
That's ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Coco. Uh-huh. Okay? Here's a question. This is like, I get you're just going to go at your own pace, but do you think after the wedding, it's on? Like, is that sort of is this the block? The block is, I'm so busy. My sister's wedding's taken over all of our lives. And as soon as that's done, my schedule will clear up enough that I can go take care of this guy.
I actually didn't think of that. I think just because I'm so consumed with what's going on right now, I really didn't think of that. So I've been thinking, oh, it's going to end. Like, this busy period's going to end. But yeah, probably.
I do think he's really sweet because she's got a shit ton happening in her life right now.
I
her
do,
mom
and he's
is about
very
to have
patient.
Right. So for you to make the time to go down there and see him, and for him to not put any pressure on you to do more than just be in a place where you don't have to be dealing with any of that, that's actually very sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm being honest.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
You should. And you
I
should
really
show your appreciation as soon as everything is your mom has her operation. Immediately.
Next week.
On his face ASAP.
Yeah. Or let him sit on yours. Do something. Jeez Louise. Whatever that guy's into. I like him. But he.
I do too.
Do you think he listens to these shows?
No.
Where we talk? Are you, well, his mom does.
I know.
His mom is how we met him. Can't remember her name. Rhonda.
Hey,
Rhonda. Don. Don, you've raised a gentleman. I actually do appreciate that. It's up to us to raise good people.
And don't worry, we're working on Coco.
Yeah, we're working on her. Don't worry. God, your poor son.
Oh.
Paying for all these expensive Chipotle meals.
It's Chipotle.
Those painful blue balls.
Good God.
God.
As soon as you left, he beat off.
Oh my God.
I mean, obviously he did, so. Did you kiss him a little?
No.
She's lying. She's totally lying.
I mean, yeah. I actually think part of this, she's trying to seem really innocent and pure.
Is that what it is, Coco?
I think that's what it is. See, she even did the thing with her hands under her.
I don't think it is. I think.
You really think that she went over there, ate the food, went to the house, watched the show, and then they sat on opposite ends of the couch and just talked?
No, I'm sure they sat next to each other.
Well, then they made out, and she's saying...
I don't know that that's true.
Right.
Really?
I don't know.
He just held her for 2 hours?
Yes.
I don't know what to say about what they're up to. It doesn't sound like it would work, and I just told you how I would have reacted to it. There's a point where I would say, I feel like this person doesn't like me like that.
Right.
So it's cool. We can be friends. I'm not, that doesn't mean I hate her, but I'm not pouring energy into someone who's going to ultimately say, I don't like you like that.
The guy took 3 hours out of the middle of his day.
And it was probably hoping, he probably had a condom somewhere handy.
Right.
Yeah. He took her back to his apartment.
Here's a question. Do you think Nikki's not saying it because the mom listens to the show. Like, what if they're getting down and
dirty
and she
going
she knows,
crazy
that's
on
not,
each other?
She knows that, really, oh, his happening. Mom listens to the show. I'm not going to
talk
about how he eats pussy.
May we destroy each other completely.
That's
Nikki?
A possibility, right?
No. Because nothing's happened. So.
Nikki.
Yes.
You look really pretty today.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not wearing makeup because I'm having a skin reaction.
You are a wet blanket.
The answer,
you know that?
The answer
to
that is,
you
know what you do? You say thank you.
Thing.
Thank
Unbelievable.
You. Doesn't she look super pretty in the Zoom right now? I'm like, God, she's so pretty. Like,
thank
I would,
you, Sarah.
If I was on a date with you, you'd be in big trouble.
Oh. Without the makeup and my skin.
The whole
right
thing,
here.
I'm into you.
Thanks.
Such a wet blanket.
By the way, I don't
but
know.
But we're not doing it because I have dry twat. That's why.
You're not making me gypsy enough.
If I was on a date with you, I would have caked you with beef already.
Jesus. I'm right. having a skin reaction. What kind of thing is that to say to when someone tells you that you look really pretty?
I'm just an honest person, and I do.
Oh,
just say thank
God.
You. When someone gives you a compliment, just say, oh, thanks.
Pretty bad at taking compliments.
I love
so
your
you.
Pants. Yeah. Well, I just Hi. Shit them a second ago.
Oh, you like them? You like those extra lumps back there? Huh?
God.
Wait till I sit down. Then you're Jesus. Really going to like them.
Curse flat.
All right, here's what we learned today.
Nikki's Wait, what about a bad advice?
I thought we're Wait, maybe, yeah. maybe, if
Let's
you shut
do
up.
One.
I want to sum up what we've learned so far. Nikki is a liar, and Bryn only has sex when his daughter's in the bedroom.
No, I don't think we learned about that.
Oh, we learned about it.
Cameron, get over here. Got deuce without you.
It just doesn't feel right.
You're ridiculous.
I can't do them. I really have trouble with them, even
on a baby monitor.
Oh, I can't with the baby monitor, and even no, even
it's
we
only
have
when
to,
she's out.
I mean, shut if she, and lock the door.
If
or,
she if she opens her eyes, that's a total boner kill. It's done. But
so you are doing it with her in the bed, then?
Yep, all the time.
Oh my
no, I'm
God.
Saying with her, she's in the bed.
Sometimes she wakes up.
We're doing it. That's not,
and we have she, to stop.
It's like, yeah, they bounce her awake.
It's like Sarah's
fuck.
There.
You
that's
guys
concerning.
Are ridiculous.
I have a very vivid imagination. That's why I can't imagine why you didn't do it with Beefcake yesterday.
She makes up stories while she's at it.
I couldn't. I definitely. I'll give you credit because a man and a woman do need to be together, and yet I wouldn't be able to do it with the kid in the bed. I'd be like, you know what? We can go take a shower. We can go in on the couch outside.
Anywhere, but,
but
right next to the kid.
But I can't do it next to a
it's
kid.
It's not every time. Okay,
uh-huh,
it has
sure.
happened.
Yeah.
All right.
How many times has that happened?
I'm not sitting here counting.
Thousands,
all right?
thousands
Sounds like
of
more
times.
Than once.
Probably, yeah, definitely more than once.
I'm not even saying there's anything
credit
wrong
to
with
you,
it,
kid.
Yeah, it kind of seems like you are.
I'm
Way
not.
To get it done.
Call
I'm
me
more.
Out.
I'm very because I'm with Vinny. There would be zero sex appeal to me to be in a bed where my kid was sleeping. Like I don't know how you can even.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm not looking at my daughter when I'm doing it.
I'm just surprised with your lowered sex
enough,
drive and the low power mode that you
away
can even.
From, okay.
Really, so far she's all the way on the other side of the queen size bed.
Hey, those bags you can
and
some kids in there.
She's sound asleep, like a she's sleeping like a baby.
Well, now you're
right?
bouncing.
That's the only thing. God, no,
well,
I'm
it's
not
just
having
weird,
like
man.
I'm not hammering away when in those times. You know what I'm saying? You can do it quite quietly.
Slow ride. Bow, bow, bow. Okay, what do we got for time? Jesus, we ate a lot of time with that.
Oh, I thought we were done.
No, we're not.
No,
done.
We're gonna do a bad advice.
Oh.
Well, this is just a response to a bad advice.
All right,
oh.
Great.
No, this is a good one and it gives us sort of the opposite viewpoint. I'm probably not gonna get to the COVID wedding one. I'll do that one tomorrow. Maybe. Scott's on tomorrow, so I'm sure it'll be all about Scott. Love you all. Don't say my name. On the October 12th Secret Show, you talked about a friend ghosting someone. I have a long-term 30-plus-year friendship. This friend moved to another state about 15 years ago. We have kept up our friendship, but we've grown apart in the past 10 years. COVID certainly didn't help. We're at different places in our lives now. She's retired, no kids or husband at home, and I have a full-time job. I'm a wife, a mom of two young adults, aging parents, etc. She keeps texting, wanting to talk, and even asked me to come visit her to fix our friendship. I've told her as nicely as I can all of the above, and she continues to text and ask, what's wrong? How can we fix our relationship, etc. I'm at my wit's end. I'm not sure what else to tell her other than to just ghost her because she isn't listening to me. Not sure what advice I'm looking for, but maybe some of your other listeners have had similar issues. If you're breaking up with a romantic partner, there's an actual breakup, but it's much harder to do that with friends. So this is someone she is the person on the other side of that letter that we got where the lady was saying, you know, this friend is ghosting me. My advice is ghost her. She's not picking up what you're putting down. If you've told her, I mean, isn't this very clear? I'm busy.
Yeah, the part I'm not understanding is that if she's already done what you're in the middle of, which is having raised her kids and been married, and she should understand. And I wouldn't, as a single person, be able to get my head around how busy suddenly your life becomes when you're married with kids. But now yeah. I am. I fully relate. I get it. They're like vacuums. What is that's like that? There's any second that you have, someone comes walking in and goes, oh, hey, well, let's play. What? You know, yeah. That's kids. That's the deal. So I don't understand why she can't pick up what you're explaining to her when she's been through it, right?
Well, it doesn't say that she has. It says she is retired, no kids or husband at home. So I assume that she maybe was or had her kids. And this lady's kids are young adults, so she's...
Oh, so she's not in the middle of...
Yeah, she's not in, like, the thick of it. But she's now got elderly parents. She's got a full life and a full-time job. And to have someone sort of nagging at you, like, we got to fix our friendship, it's like, there's nothing wrong with our friendship. You know what's wrong with our friendship?
You.
Read back on our text thread where I tell you, I'm so sorry, but I'm very busy, and you think that I'm blowing you off because something's wrong. Nothing's wrong. You're what's wrong.
All
Stop
right,
it.
Let me offer another side to this, okay. though. So one of the things that has happened to me for sure over the years, but I'm terrible about nurturing friendships, not because I don't love my friendships or treasure them, but because I get busy and I also have an active solo life. Like I want to go surfing, yep. and I don't need a friend with me for that. And I like to play guitar and I can do that in my room by myself without anyone around. And so there's plenty of stuff that keeps me... I like to sit and read a book.
Sure.
So I have plenty of stuff. What I often find out, though, is the friendships need attention. And when I finally get off my ass and make the time to do it, I'm so grateful that I did. I find myself going, I'm so stupid to have put that off. I feel like I got a lot out of it. Huh? They feel like they got a lot out of it. And we both have almost renewed or refreshed. Like that you do get something from long term.
So you're saying maybe she should make the time for this.
I'm saying I get why you're saying I'm too busy. I get why you're saying that I wish this person would lay off. But in the end, I think you might find out if you say to the people who are keeping you up, you know, your elderly parents, maybe you don't need to tell them, but maybe you do need to make time for this friendship. Maybe she needs you and just hasn't said that, but maybe that's something that you can. And look, if you don't get that from this friendship, then clearly it is time to ghost her.
Right.
But if that friend is, you know, really someone who's important to you, you might find out if you make a minute for them that you're better for it.
Right.
And they did you the favor by pursuing you, because I definitely have friends. Like when I just went down to the, on that.
Yeah, that trip you took.
RV trip.
Yeah.
My boys turned out and I am better for it. Like I didn't expect them to. And in fact, I'm usually like, I know you're busy. You don't have to.
But word got around the crowd and everybody came out. That's incredibly sweet.
And they fully showed up and they're like, there's no way you're coming to town and we're not seeing you.
Aww.
And they came and saw me. And weirder is that my partner, who has a lot of girlfriends, and one of her friends didn't turn out.
Aww.
And she was like, it's okay. But I know that it wasn't for her. Like she kind of went, oh my God. This loser's friends turned out, and my friend didn't show.
But she has a solid bunch of solid
this
friendships.
Loser's friends.
Yeah.
I'm sure she was fine. It was just, you know, seeing you shining in the light of all those friendships had to be like,
Well, yeah.
And my friend didn't show.
Right. So anyway, I do think that I understand where you're coming from. If you make the time and it's not, doesn't feel like, you know, my kid uses this term, fill your bucket. Have you heard that before?
Oh, that's nice.
It's like, I guess that
it's like from some kid book or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Compliments and things that fill your bucket.
That's sweet. I like that.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how sweet it is, but
how sweet it is.
Whatever. But anyway, I mean, if it doesn't fill your bucket, then you find yourself going, yeah, I'm not going to let this person pursue me anymore and just ghost it. But
you're saying give it a chance. Actually, that's not a horrible idea. I mean, it is a 30-year friendship, and maybe you could say, look, I'm wicked busy, but I am going to take this one 24-hour period and go visit you. But I don't want to work on our friend. I don't want to fix our friendship. I just want to come there and let's go have some fun.
That's what I'm saying,
though.
Because
the fixing a friendship thing, that is truly that lady not listening to what this woman is saying to her.
And it sounds desperate.
It does.
I don't disagree that that's it. That would be annoying just to hear that. I'd be like, oh, that's a turnoff.
Yeah, she could be really lonely.
But
well, anyway, there you go. I think we helped people. Plus, we got to hear we got to hear about Bryn.
Coco's BS and Bryn.
Yeah. Bryn's
that's
weirdness.
A weird one.
Yeah.
That's
a good one, though. One. Solid, good one.
It's not like
the
a
producers got picked
fetish
on today.
La 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 la, picked on. You're so right. Put upon. You're so put upon. Give me the magic words.
Sure, the end. What?
What are you mumbling about?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Over him.
I can't even hear you.
What
he's mumbling is what he's saying.
We're leaving.
The
oh my
end.
God, they're leaving.